This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
The Dot is a device that straps around the wrists like a watch, using magnets and a grid of pins to create four braille characters at a time that change at adjustable speeds, allowing users to read text messages and use apps on any device via Bluetooth. Now, this kind of technology is not groundbreaking, but transferring it into a mobile device certainly is. Currently, computers using so-called active braille technology can cost upwards of £1,500. At Incheon School for the Blind in Korea, pupils use braille books and braille-supported devices. Refreshable braille displays help completely blind and partially sighted people to read at their own pace, but most visually impaired people cannot use these kinds of devices because they are so expensive and so bulky to carry around. That's why a device such as the Dot could make such a huge difference. Lee Ju-hui is one of the pupils at Incheon School for the Blind who tried it out.
We usually use the phone for voice calls. The watch is cool because it allows us to read data through braille.
The creators of the braille smartwatch, called The Dot, is a venture company started by four university students. Kim Yu-yun is the CEO of the company.
So it's like an Apple Watch or Pebble. It's a smartwatch, but it has a display with the braille. So visually impaired people all over the world can communicate with the world in their hands.
There have been refreshable braille displays on the market for some time now, but their size and weight make them awkward to transport around. The Dot is 1/20th of a standard refreshable braille display, which means it can be carried around on the wrist with ease. The size was able to be reduced through a new type of actuator that represents the braille cells. Sung Ki Kwang works for Dot and explains how they did it.
We've thought out the box. Why should actuators be on a ceramic substrate? We thought about experimenting with magnetic fields, as it can also generate various physical activities. Through a singular magnetic field, we were able to prevent clashes among pins. As a result, we came up with an active actuator that can represent 24 cells.
The reduced actuator not only meant that the size of the device could be reduced, the price could also be heavily reduced. The new Dot watch will cost 1/10 of the price of a current tactile display device. It goes onto the wrist like any watch, and along with its design, the device is sophisticated, unlike some of the other options out there. Juji Song also works for Dot.
The assistive devices for handicapped people are usually bulky and ugly. We want to make a device people can be proud of wearing. As the braille watch needs to be touched, we paid close attention to the details, such as the height and the angular form of the display, so that the hand and finger can be more comfortable on it.
But what has led to these young, bright minds focusing on an innovation for the visually impaired rather than broader consumers? At school, the guys watched a blind friend struggle with bulky textbooks and equipment, and they learned how tough it was for people with poor sight to pursue learning. The CEO of Dot, Kim Yu-yun, explains.
I saw one blind woman, and then she used really big braille books. Currently, there are the device, but on the market, the price range is $3,000 to $15,000. So only 5% of the visually impaired people can use that. So we really strongly felt that this is the thing that we gotta do, and that we can make something for killing their pains.
They didn't just share and nurture the idea, they decided to start a business to make a real product to help blind people. The team at Dot have worked with blind and partially sighted people to perfect the device through constant user-led feedback. Bong Yi-yong hopes it'll benefit people.
There is a limit to voice data. There are times when we need to check the text and data through braille. The watch could be meaningful if it can fulfill the function.
Through just, you know, sharing their pains and then through brainstorming with them, we made Dot, and also we made a lot of other products for the future pipeline.
The company plans to ship its first 150,000 watches by the end of this year, retailing at around £300. Kim said the watch is just the first step in a bigger picture, offering braille devices to the blind. Also in the pipeline is the Dot Mini, an educational braille reader, which would go on sale for £160, and a Kindle-like Dot Pad, which could hit shelves as early as 2018. The entrepreneurs hope their invention will help disabled people at home as well as abroad.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.